is called in Oppenheimer's defense, were close friends and professional allies. Johnny von Neumann was different. Though they had always maintained friendly relations personally, von Neumann and Oppenheimer had strong disagreements politically. For this reason, von Neumann was potentially a particularly persuasive defense witness. A fervid supporter of the hydrogen bomb program, von Neumann explained that while Oppenheimer had tried to persuade him to his views, and von Neumann had done the same with Oppenheimer, he could not say that Oppenheimer had ever interfered with his work on the super. When asked about the Chevalier incident, von Neumann cheerfully explained, "This would affect me the same way as if I would suddenly hear about somebody that he has had some extraordinary escapade in his adolescence." And when Rob pressed him with the usual hypothetical about lying to the security officers in 1943, von Neumann replied, "Sir, I don't know how to answer this question. Of course, I hope I wouldn't lie. But you are telling me now to hypothesize that somebody else acted badly, and you ask me would I have acted the same way. Isn't this a question of when did you stop beating your wife?" At this point, the Grey Board members jumped in and tried to get von Neumann to answer the same hypothetical. "Dr. Evans, if someone had approached you and told you he had a way to transport secret information to Russia, would you have been very much surprised if that man approached you?" Dr. von Neumann, "It depends who the man is." Dr. Evans, "Suppose he's a friend of yours. Would you have reported it immediately?" Dr. von Neumann, "This depends on the period. I mean, before I got conditioned to security, possibly not. After I got conditioned to security, certainly yes. What I am trying to say is this, that before 1941, I didn't even know what the word classified meant. So God only knows how intelligently I would have behaved in situations involving this. I am quite sure that I learned it reasonably fast, but there was a period of learning during which I may have made mistakes or might have made mistakes." Perhaps sensing that von Neumann was scoring points, Rob resorted to one of the oldest ploys in a prosecutor's bag of tactics, asking only one question on cross-examination. "Doctor," he asked, "you have never had any training as a psychiatrist, have you?" Von Neumann was one of the most brilliant mathematicians of his time. He knew Oppenheimer both professionally and socially, but no, he was not a psychiatrist, and therefore, in Rob's not-so-subtle view, von Neumann was not qualified to judge Oppenheimer's behavior in the Chevalier affair.